High school. The real world is just like high school, only there are more places to eat. The assassination of President Kennedy was like a huge drug overdose, and by that, I mean it changed the reality we were living in. Death is like a drug to the living, in that it alters our perception of life. A public death of such magnitude is overwhelming to the senses and the mind. Everyone seems to remember where they were when Kennedy was shot. I was in the 10th grade, but for the life of me, I can't remember which class. What I do remember is that the speaker on the wall at the front of the classroom, from whence all official pronouncements came, began to crackle with barely audible sentence fragments from a radio broadcast. You could just make out the words Dallas and President. It was all very eerie, as everything that came out of that box was always crystal clear. It was like a transmission from an alien craft. I may not remember my teacher, but I do remember her tears. The president's been shot. I didn't believe it. It was unthinkable. There are no breakdowns of this magnitude in the suburban way of life. President Kennedy is dead. I shed no tears, because this could not possibly be true. My life was set up for safety, tranquility, and peace, and our lives are meant to be as orderly as our lawns. Now that was all over. Nothing, and I do mean nothing, would ever be the same. There was a tear in the universe. My friends and I were merely numb for the next few days. We had no words to describe our feelings, because we didn't know what our feelings were. We played a lot of football under gray skies. We watched the interminable footage in black and white. I watched Lee Harvey Oswald get shot again and again and again. They couldn't kill him enough. For the first time in my life, everything was out of control. My television had gone mad. This had been my comfort zone. This is where Father knew best, and they left it to Beaver. What was next? A shootout on American Bandstand? There no longer seemed to be any rhyme or reason to our lives, so we played football. It was a simple distraction, for none of us were equipped to deal with the images that were flickering across our television screens. The bottom had fallen out, and we were lost between adulthood and childhood on a makeshift football field as the sky grew darker and darker.